All right, Q, Progress Report brings us to second-year cornerback from LSU. They call him the Green Goblin. Jalen Mills, pick six this past week against the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, he's been playing great. Yeah, the pick six stands out, but he's been playing great all season long. I love how physical he is, and I don't think anyone on the field has more confidence than Jalen Mills has.
Yeah, and I don't think he gets enough credit for his pre-snap reads and his intelligence when it comes to football. He certainly is lacking in some of his physical attributes, but he makes up for it in knowing the game. You watch him here, right? They're going to be in a cover three. And so you're going to get a chance when you're playing zone defense for a corner, you got to be able to see this quarterback through your defender while keeping leverage on that guy. And that's what Jalen Mills is able to do here.
You know, he talked about the scout look that he got during practice. So he kind of anticipated this. You're right. He's reading through the wide receiver to the quarterback. He reads the quarterback's drop, and he's able to drive on that throw, get in front of the football, and take it back. It's just perfect play from the cornerback position, reading through to the quarterback and driving on the throw, and a great job on the return.
Yeah, and all of us defenders played offense at some point in high school, and we love getting that ball in our hands. Great job of Jalen on that return there. Now, you watch him here, you're going to see him again. Zone defense, he has good depth on Pierre Garçon out there. He's doing a great job just keeping his eyes in the backfield. They teach you this technique. You stay in phase with the wide receiver while giving depth, but he also, again, he's able to see everything that's happening inside here, so he understands the patterns that are coming out
Well, and the discipline right here, because you watch that little move. This is a double move by Pierre Garçon. You watch that inside move, and many times a young corner, he's going to jump that move trying to get a pick. But he keeps his leverage. He stays back. He's able to watch through. And the quarterback wants to go down the field. He can't throw that deep ball because of how disciplined Jalen is on that play.
Yeah, I love watching this kid play in zone just because he's able to see the whole field. Now, you're down here in the red zone. You're going to get a little play action here, get some boot action to the backside. Yep. You know, Jalen takes the proper steps. Yep. You know, he honors the play action, but he doesn't overcommit to it. And he's able to come out of this play late and help back here on this tight end.
He maintains his leverage. He knows that he's the last guy, line of defense on the outside. And then when he sees that naked, he realizes he's got to get underneath that corner route.
Yeah.
And he's got to take away that corner route. He does, forces the quarterback to then dump the ball down to the tight end down here.
Yeah, he reminds me of Trey Vincent when you watch him play. Trey wasn't the fastest corner out there, but he certainly was one of the smartest on the field, always anticipating what the offense is trying to do to you. Yeah. I think that's one of the strengths of Jalen Mills' game, and this is also a strength of his game. Yep. When you're in this defense for Jim Schwartz, you're going to be a part of the run game at some point, and as a corner, you better be a willing tackler.
These guys don't just play coverage. They are outstanding tacklers, and Jalen Mills shows up every week in the run game, a run-force defender. He's always sticking his head in there. He has no problem taking on anybody at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, through eight games, Mike, I don't want to jinx him, but he's playing at a Pro Bowl level for a cornerback right now.
I completely agree with that, Mr. Reese.
Jalen Mills, Progress Report.